Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real. Wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Morale is high. I don't know why.
I'm babe.
But morale is high. Every day is the Super Bowl. I drive these guys crazy because I come in... And they're quiet in the morning, and I come in like, I'm ready to go. Like, come on, every day is Super Bowl, and I just want them to know, let's go.
You're all hopped up on your M drive, and you've got your early morning workout in, you rode a few miles up the road, everything, went for a jog.
Thank you, Todd. We'll get to phone calls coming up, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle, dp-show. Just want to say... Well, we got an interview coming up. Cameron Kinley, former Navy cornerback, went undrafted. He was the team captain, class president, gave the commencement speech, and he's trying to win a roster spot with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as the fifth cornerback. He was invited to try out, and he wanted to delay his military obligation. He was willing to... He knew that he still had to serve. He was willing to serve. He wanted to have this opportunity to try the NFL. And there have been a lot of other players who have been given this option. There is a rule in place that allows you to be able to at least try to do this. It was there, then it went away, and then President Trump brought it back. But we'll talk to Cameron Kinley because the Navy said, not so fast. And they gave him no explanation. There's no appeal process at all. And he'll join us coming up here in a moment. Recapping some things that happened last night. The Phoenix Suns looked great as they dominated the Denver Nuggets. And now the series moves to Denver for game, 3 and 4. Here is Mike Malone, the Nuggets head coach, on his team's performance last night.
They've had their way with us on both ends of the court. I felt we quit tonight, which is something you never want to see. So I guess for game 3, I'm just going to try to find guys that will at least go out there and leave it all on the line. I may have a hard time coming up with five guys that fill that, but these two games, these second halves, have really been disappointing, and that's an understatement.
All right. It feels like Coach has watched a few movies or something. I'm going to somehow get five guys to play. Let's see if I can get five guys. I want you to be calm here. Yeah? Doc Rivers was calm after game one. Michael Malone was not calm after game two. He should know. Hey, we're in it together. It's going to take a team effort, a true team effort. I don't know who I can rely upon, but we're going to find the guys to help us. He should say that to his team, not us. He doesn't owe us in the media anything other than we got some guys who are banged up. We don't have our starting backcourt. Michael Porter Jr. was not at 100% last night. But we're going back home. And when we go back home, we're going to win. Like, that's what I want out of my coach, whether he believes that or not. That's what I want to hear. Yeah, McLovin.
I think he's channeling Gene Hackman from Hoosier, saying, like, if the best player is not going to try, we'll put an ollie. It does feel exactly, or Junction Boys, or some movie about inspiring guys.
The 121st U.S. Open, a major that forgives no one. It starts Father's Day weekend. U.S. Open from Torrey Pines in San Diego. You can find it on NBC Golf Channel and streaming on Peacock. Update the poll results, couple of phone calls, and then we'll check in with Cameron Kinley, the former Navy cornerback.
How will Aaron Rodgers' offseason end? The leader by far, Rodgers will report, and both parties will say the media blew this all out of proportion.
We talked about this 3 months ago. Because everybody, remember, it was 5% he's coming back. Now, maybe he doesn't come back. But and until I hear those words from Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to believe that he is going to eventually come back. I don't know. Is it fixable? If it's fixable, then why hasn't it been fixed? What are they waiting for? Like, he wants his own office, and it's being remodeled, so it's not fixed yet? Are they trying to trade Jordan Love? They haven't traded it. Like, what is fixable here? I don't know. Okay, so he has no problem now with Jordan Love. They have a good relationship, right? He loves the franchise. He loves the fans. He loves the teammates. He loves the coaching staff. Now, he doesn't mention the GM, but then I saw a report where he said that he had no problem with the GM. Okay. Does it just come down to it's fixable if you pay me this over the next 3 years and ensure that I'm going to be the starting quarterback and you can't cut me after 1 year?
Ding, 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 ding. Big winner, Dan.
Let's see. We talked a little bit about the foreign substances. Actually, they're U.S.-based substances. They're not foreign. That's not fair to say they're foreign substances.
Buy American.
Yes. Let's see. What else do we have? Nets-Bucks Game 3, Clippers-Jazz Game 2. Jeff in Detroit joins us. Good morning, Jeff. What's on your mind today? Hey, Jeff. Ooh, a rare no-show for Jeff in Detroit. Let's see. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Cameron Kinley, former Navy cornerback. I'll give you the backstory here. Went undrafted, team captain. He's the class president, gave the commencement speech at the Naval Academy. Had an outside chance to win a roster spot with the Buccaneers. He would be a special teamer, maybe a fifth cornerback there. The Chiefs also had an interest in him as well. And Cameron told the Tampa Bay Times he chose the Buccaneers due to a family connection to coaches in the organization. His father was a college teammate of one of the assistant coaches on the roster. And his older brother played under Bruce Arians with the Cardinals. So he was going to try out for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and see if he could make it as their fifth cornerback, a special teams guy. But the Naval Academy said no to his request. He was never trying to just leave the Naval Academy. He knew he still had his military commitment. He was going to try to defer that. And Cameron Kinley joining us on the program here. Tell me the process here, though, of trying to play in the NFL with that military commitment. What steps did you try to take to join the Buccaneers?
Right. So in the summer of 2019, President Trump endorsed this new policy, which is called the DTM, which allows service academy graduates to request to delay their commission in order to pursue professional sports. So you put together a package and your school signs off on the package and forwards it to the Secretary of Defense. So after I was picked up by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we got my package together, and then the Naval Academy signed off on it and forwarded it to the Secretary of Defense. And then it was denied by the acting Secretary of the Navy.
What reason were you given?
I was given no explanation, and I was told that there is no appeal process.
Is that why you're doing the interview?
You could say that. I just want to kind of get my story out there because I feel like it needs to be heard for sure. But yeah, it's definitely been a tough couple of weeks trying to deal with the situation.
Are you allowed to ask for an explanation?
Well, that's kind of the business that we're in the military. You know, I'm not owed an explanation. The acting Secretary of the Navy, simply it was up to his discretion to deny the package and not forward it. That's just a part of the way the DTM works. So he doesn't owe me an explanation. It would be nice to have one and just give me a sense of peace. But at the end of the day, I'm not really expecting one.
What kind of emotions do you have?
I remember when I found out, I was speechless. You know, I felt like I had a piece of me taken away. I just thought about all the hard work and all the adversity that I had to overcome to get to this point. And for someone to just take away my childhood dream, it definitely hurts, you know, and it's emotions that I'm still processing. I woke up this morning and I just felt kind of sick, head heavy. So it's definitely starting to take a toll on me.
What did you hear from the Buccaneers?
So my agents have been doing a lot of the communication with the team. So if things can get figured out by training camp, then they'll take me back. If not, then in 2 years, I'll be able to go back and try out as long as I'm still on the military reserve list.
Have you reached out to Keenan Reynolds?
He sent me he tweeted something now just telling me to keep my head up and to stay positive and that he feels for me. But I haven't really talked to too many other people who had success with the military and professional sports.
Yeah, Cameron, it seems random. Maybe you're not enough a high enough profile. Keenan was pretty famous. You know, people thought maybe he was a Heisman Trophy guy. So I don't know if it's that David Robinson famously was able to go to the NBA, but he was high profile and it reflected in a positive way on the Naval Academy. I'm just trying to process this as well. Can you understand this or help me understand why one guy and not you?
Well, I don't think the profile has anything to do with it, because I look at last year, there are 4 undrafted players from other academies that were able to use this package. And then this year alone, there's also 3 players from Air Force and a player from Army who all went undrafted that have been able to use this policy. And during the whole draft process, you know, I was fortunate enough to have different interviews with Good Morning Football and ESPN, you know, so I felt like I was bringing good publicity to the Navy and to the Naval Academy. And then I went down to Ricky Minicamp and had a good performance down there. So I don't think the profile has anything to do with it. I'd be curious to figure out.
What's the next step?
So I'm getting ready to I'm preparing for my career as a officer in the Navy now. I'm currently on my basket leave, and that expires on June 28th. And then I head to Annapolis for a temporary duty assignment until October. And then after that, I start my career path as an information warfare community officer.
You need Tom Brady on your side here, Cameron.
That'd be nice. If I could get TV12 to say something, I'd definitely appreciate that. But I understand.
Are you worried about any repercussions doing this interview?
It might happen, you know, but at the end of the day, I know where my heart is and I know where I stand. I feel like the common misconception is that I don't want to serve, and that's never been the case. It's never, ever been the case since I've been at the academy, or else I would have transferred. You know, I'm excited to serve as an officer in the Navy, and I'm looking forward to that career. I just felt like I had the opportunity to do both, and I don't see why I'm not able to.
How many push-ups can you do right now?
I mean, I'm still in shape. I don't know the exact number, but if it's a competition, I keep going to the other.
If I said 100.
Yeah, I can knock out 100.
100? I didn't mean to insult you. Of course you could do 100. Yeah, I understand that. Good luck with the fight here, Cameron. We appreciate it. We'll be following this. And, you know, I wish you well, because I can understand the frustration there. If you think you got something and you still want to commit to the military, and then it was taken away from you. So good luck with the next step, whatever that is.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's Cameron Kinley, former Navy cornerback, went undrafted and was trying to make the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're missing something here, because I just noticed an article from the Air Force. The Air Force has three players who signed as NFL free agents. That was a month ago. And they had permission. All three have agreed to terms pending a contract and Secretary of Defense approval. And we did reach out. We reached out to the White House and the Secretary of Defense to ask about, you know, Cameron Kinley. Case. Yeah, Seton.
I'm going to bet that the academies like that, like say the Navy, they can look at someone like Cameron and put almost down to the exact dollar the amount of money that they have invested in that individual person. I wonder if, for the Navy standpoint, he's more valuable as a naval officer than he is as a football player.
But he's not trying to get out of his military commitment.
Right, but they might be like, you know, whatever PR it is, it doesn't matter. We need you doing what we trained you to do because it's more important to us. These other guys can go do that stuff because I'm not saying that they're less important, but maybe they've placed a specific value on him that they're not willing to let go of.
I mean, it might be. He's the class president, gave the commencement speech there, and, you know, maybe... Whatever his job is going to be in the military might be very, very important. And maybe they can't afford to have him try to play football. Maybe. I don't know. It just seems like you kind of, it's random. Remember Malcolm Perry? He made the Dolphins roster. Keenan Reynolds a couple of years ago. We had the Secretary of Defense in the man cave. That was 5 years ago this week. He came in, and we wanted to know if Keenan Reynolds, who was wonderful in the military, he was a Heisman finalist, and he came in just to make that announcement that Keenan Reynolds was going to get an opportunity, I think, with the Ravens.
That's right.
So, I don't know. Just trying to figure this out. Yeah, Paulie.
I seem to have something. That's the only explanation I've seen, is that maybe this kid is not a NFL possible roster guy, where it's only one team has reached out to him. And the Navy said, well, look, we do let guys go, but this is a case where we need this guy.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that makes sense so far.
But he says, I look forward to my career as a naval officer in the information warfare community. That sounds serious, because we are in an information war right now. He says, however, I am deserving of the opportunity to live out another one of my lifelong dreams before fulfilling my service requirement.
I think I agree with Cena. I think I'd rather have him protecting us than playing nickelback in a blowout loss or something like that.
Yeah.
Special teams coverage.
Yes, Todd.
But if the Navy holds Cameron Kinley in that kind of high regard where they need his immediate service and they can't afford to have him go play football and then come back at a later date, why can't they, or have they explained that to Cameron? We just had him on the show and they said they gave him no explanation. That would have been the time to say, here's why we're not doing it to just screw you over. Here's specifically why we need you to stay on immediately and not go try to play football. And they didn't get that explanation.
I was surprised there's no appeal process. It was, we see your paperwork, denied. Yes, Eden.
I have no military experience whatsoever, but I don't think that's how the military works, where you're allowed, they say no, and you're allowed to say why, and then we'll give you an explanation. It's because I said no, and then go do your job.
Let's take a break. We'll get to phone calls coming up. It's 17 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock is here to help you. I was talking about the information war that we're in. There's cyber crime, identity theft. They're affecting our lives. They're out there to steal what is yours. And we put so much information out there on the internet. Your finances, credit, your reputation. A cyber criminal could harm all of that. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they send you an alert. And look, everybody acknowledges this, including LifeLock. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But keep what is yours with LifeLock by Norton. You join now, this week only, It's better than Black Friday sale. Save up to 35% off your first year at LifeLock.com. The promo code is Patrick. The sale ends in 7 days. So go to LifeLock.com. The promo code is Patrick. Save up to 35%. Don't wait. Offer ends June 13th. LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
More phone calls coming up. Have our new poll question. Do you think the Packers Aaron Rodgers situation will end with him being traded, him holding out, retiring, or reporting? And he and the Packers say the media blew this out of proportion and Aaron gets a new contract. That's what I'm opting for right now, but I feel like I'm still in the minority. I just remember when Rob Domofsky, who covers the Packers and has so going back the Brett Favre years, and Domofsky said 5% chance that Aaron was going to come back to the Green Bay Packers. If that's the case, then if you're the Packers, why aren't you acting upon that? But you go back to the draft coverage that Thursday and that Friday for the first round and then the next couple of rounds. Like, it was crazy. It felt like this is imminent. Is Aaron Rodgers going to get traded Thursday night of the draft? Oh, the Broncos, they didn't take Justin Fields. They didn't take Mac Jones. They're getting Aaron Rodgers. Now, that's almost 2 months ago. Well, nothing was imminent. I thought it was a culmination of just information, whisper, rumor, innuendo. And I think that Adam Schefter just came to the realization of, let me get this out there. Let me get it on record. And he did. And when we had him on subsequently, he said, look, there was no breaking news to it. There was no new information, but it was treated as if. And I was watching NFL Live when he came on and he gave that report. I thought Aaron Rodgers was being traded. Not if, but where and when. And here we are now. He's been on Jeopardy. He's been in Hawaii. Doesn't seem like he's in a hurry to be doing anything anytime soon. But I'm going to guess in a month from now, Aaron Rodgers probably wants to know, you know, am I going to be traded or am I going to be in a Packer uniform or am I going to be hosting Jeopardy? Yes, Eden.
Well, don't forget, though, that the date to watch for Aaron Rodgers to be traded is June 1st.
Countdown to June 1st.
That's the day that it all makes the most sense for the Packers.
Paulie, when is June 1st?
It was 9 days ago, oh, 10 days
okay.
ago.
Oh, then it just blew right by me.
Never mind.
Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
Do you think if this all does blow up, they'll ever look back and say, we should have just done it for number three? Because they're never going to get an offer like that for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, are you going to use three? See, I don't think you needed.
It was an odd spot, right? But you're not taking Trey Lance, who's not ready. So what's the point?
I would have wanted the picks that they sent to the Dolphins. Like, I would have wanted that instead of, okay, we're going to have the number three pick. Yeah.
I mean, what are they ever going to get in exchange?
No,
there's no trade that's going to make this a fair deal for Green Bay.
Well, he's never going to have greater value than right now. Because next year, I don't know what kind of season is he going to have. We assume Aaron Rodgers is going to have a great season, right? We assume that. But we don't know because the two previous years prior to his MVP season, he was just okay for him. But, you know, this Jordan Love PR machine and, oh my gosh, did you see that crossing route? Okay, that doesn't mean anything. Yeah, Paulie.
I see what McLovin's saying. If his trade value is still really good right now, but trading him can get you fired and you lose your job off that. You know, Jordan Love can't really get you fired unless you just stick with him and go away for that. But if you keep Rodgers, you got 3 years and you're not risking your livelihood.
No, I think if you commit to Jordan Love, now it's a new quarterback, and I don't think anybody's job's in jeopardy in Green Bay. If they trade Aaron Rodgers, I don't think, unless they go, the CEO has to sign off on this. And if he signs off on it, and it should be his job too on the line, Mark Murphy. You can't go, I don't want to trade him, but you do. The CEO and the GM got to be in cahoots here. Todd has a limerick on Jordan Love, and I think it's appropriate. And then we'll get to phone calls about Navy football. Here we go, Todd.
Super Bowl aspirations seem damp. That's life without Rodgers in camp. Jordan Love's confidence is bold, but he runs hot and cold. With no Aaron, can Green Bay be champs?
All right. Thank you, Todd. Some phone calls here. We got some reaction from people about the Navy football player. Do you know I have a scouting report on Cameron Kinley? How do I do this here? I was going to go get that. My phone's in my office here. So
you want to go run in there and
yeah, I'll do it.
We'll just talk for a little bit.
How about you guys talk amongst
you? You know, this would have actually been a perfect place for the toddler's limerick right here.
I have a limerick about the Nuggets.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. It's embarrassing and not fun a bit when you feel your team gave up and quit. So says Michael Malone, now it's time to head home. Back in Denver, might the guys give a bleep?
Wowzers, well, curse words.
Dead air would have been better.
My apologies to the audience.
Here's a scouting report on Cameron Kinley, because I'm just curious if he was going to be able to make an NFL roster. This is a scout from the last couple of years that they had faced the Naval Academy. Good size and length, above average athlete with like quickness, balance, uses size, length, and run support. Solid wrap-up tackler. Allows separation on passing routes. lacks quickness laterally, inside routes, gets off balance when press coverage. The scout said, had a chance to make the roster, good size, probably a safety. But that's the scouting report. We started to wonder about him. And is he more valuable, too valuable to the Naval Academy? Because he's in informational warfare. That's what his specialty is here. Because if there's a rule in place that allows you to make an exception, an exemption, and he still serves his military commitment, then what are we missing here? He gave the commencement speech. He's the team captain. Let's see. What do we have? Pete in Virginia. Hi, Pete. What's on your mind today? Hey, Pete.
Real quick, you're saying it right there. This young man, I'm a Tampa Bay fan, and I would absolutely love to have him on our roster, that leadership. But this man is a product of his own success, and he is the best thing coming out of the Naval Academy, president of the class, captain of the football team, gives the commencement speech. There's no way the Navy is letting him go.
Yeah,
Yeah,
thank you, Pete. That's what we're starting to think. Is he that valuable where you go, hey, we got bigger issues here. You know, we got life and death issues here. Not can you help, you know, Tom Brady get another Super Bowl ring. Mark in Oklahoma. Hey, Mark.
Hey, DP. How you guys doing?
Good, sir.
Good. Hey, yeah, this Cameron Kinley situation got me scratching my head, too. You know, it's really interesting. But the first thought that I had after listening to his interview, and what a sharp guy he sounds like, you know, if I'm a fairly high-profile football recruit and I'm considering one of the service academies to go play, you know where I'm not going now is the Naval Academy. You know, they may have shot themselves in the foot with this PR. So
yeah, I think it's a fair point. I think it's a fair point. And we checked. The Air Force Academy has three graduates now pending approval. Imagine your approval is coming from the Secretary of Defense and there's no appeal process. When they say yes or they say no. Tommy in Alabama. Hi, Tommy. What's on your mind today?
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Hey, I have actually have a different take on this. I do not believe that it is because the Navy believes that he is, you know, so important.
Yeah.
For everything, because again, that would be basically saying that the three guys from Air Force and the one from the Army, and I know of countless others, track and field athletes, basketball players that have been given this. I honestly believe that this is because we have, as Cameron kept repeating, an acting director right now, and I believe that this guy just doesn't know his head from a hole in the ground, and he does not understand exactly what's going on. And I believe that your show and this interview, I would bet the farm that eventually this gets overturned. Even though there's not an appeals process, someone's going to get in his ear because of this interview, and I would almost guarantee that he's going to be allowed to pursue his football.
Well, thanks for the phone call, Tommy. That's why he came on, because he's trying to force the issue a little bit, because he has no appeal process. So this has to be public sentiment. And we've reached out to everybody. 24 hours ago, we knew we were going to have him on. We reached out to the Secretary of Defense. We reached out to the White House. We reached out to Naval Academy, the Department of Defense, just to see if there was going to be any response. We got zero responses on this. Brad in North Carolina. Hi, Brad.
Hey, DP. ADP, I just want to kind of echo what that guy's sentiments were. I kind of caught half of his while I was on the phone with Marvin. But since the interview, I've called both of my U.S. senators, and I would encourage this audience, we see how passionate this audience is when it comes to an Emmy Award. But something this serious, pick up the phone, call the U.S. Capitol switchboard, and talk to your senators. That's how we'll get something done.
All right. Well, thank you, Brad. Look, I'm not advocating either side, other than if you have a rule in place and you've allowed others. Now, they're not going to tell me they don't owe me anything. But in the past, they have. 5 years ago, the Secretary of Defense called in. We had him in studio. So it's happened before. and they're not going to tell me, and they won't even tell Cameron, maybe you're too valuable to lose. That you're here, it's important, you're bright, you gave the commencement speech, you're the captain. We need your leadership here, not as a fifth defensive back with the Buccaneers. I understand that. I just feel bad for him that he's got a chance to play for the Buccaneers, at least try out for the Buccaneers. The other team was the Chiefs. So this isn't just, you know, the dregs of the NFL. He's got a chance, and maybe it's a small chance. He just wants the chance. You get this opportunity once, and that's it. I remember Air Force Academy had a defensive lineman, Chad
Hennings.
And he went to the Cowboys eventually. You know, Roger Staubach famously was in the Naval Academy and then came out. He had won a Heisman Trophy, but he had a military commitment, came out and still made the Hall of Fame. I think he was a rookie at age 28. I mean, if you get a chance, realize your dreams, great. I hope you get that opportunity. But the fact that you get no answer, there's no appeal process whatsoever, it'd be a little bit frustrating, but I do understand that this is what, like, this isn't where you ask your mom and dad, hey, I want to stay out late. No, you can't. Do I have an appeals process? No. I mean, they follow you down the hallway, as my son would, going, why? Why? Can you just tell me why? The Naval Academy doesn't have to tell you why. Michael in Colorado. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dan. Hey, fellas. I was in the Air Force 8 years, and, you know, when you come out of one of the service academies, you're not trained to do your job yet. This young man has been assigned a job, but he's going to spend the next year to 18 months getting trained to do that. Out of the academy, you just know how to read and write and do whatever you do getting out of college and march and understand the military. So it's not like they've invested their training into his official job at this point.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the phone call, Michael. Yeah, I mean, a lot of this is new to me, but that's why, you know, I have people on or I'm able to ask these questions. I don't pretend to know the answers. I just ask the questions here. Keith in North Carolina. Hi, Keith.
Hey, Dan. First time, long time, 6'4", 250. For one thing, this gentleman, to piggyback on another caller, he wasn't recruited to the Naval Academy to play football. He went to the Navy to become a commissioned officer after 4 years at the Naval Academy, and that's what his contract says, and that's what primarily the Navy expects. Anything about him going out and playing football is, you know, a gift from the Navy, which I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but they have invested a lot of time, training, and money in this gentleman. He's a valedictorian of his class.
Yeah.
They're looking at him being a future leader, probably an admiral. They can't take a chance of him getting seriously injured over the next couple of years playing football and losing out on him.
And a lot of people agree with you, Keith. A lot of email agree with you. I understand that. I'm looking at this from the surface of you did. So far, you've done everything that the Naval Academy would want you to do, to be. And that is a person and also as a football player. Now, do they recruit players to play football at the Naval Academy? Yes, they do. Not everybody was recruited there to be an officer. You're recruited. We know people who are recruited. They need you to play football. John in Florida. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, enjoying your show. I know a little bit about the military and academy grads going to sports venues right out of the chute. This individual was already released by the Naval Academy to go do the football. And then the acting secretary of the Navy decided to quash that. His assignment is not one that you would say is geared towards making him a future admiral. It's just a basic assignment. There's plenty of people that can do that assignment. So at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, why is this acting Secretary of the Navy so out of step with everybody else? Well, and the answer is, they're out of step with everybody else.
Well, John, he's an informational hardware expert. Now, I don't know what that means. It certainly sounds important. Here is a valedictorian, team captain, gave the commencement speech. So what am I? It sounds important, but what am I missing? What?
A lot of those jobs sound important, but there's a lot of people who can do those jobs.
Okay.
Now, if you were going to tell me he was going to be an aide to some admiral, then I'd say his chances of promotion and his career path is going to be quite a bit higher trajectory than what he's on right now. Right now he's going in as an ensign. He's going to get a basic job that, you know, a lot of them sound good. I mean, look at the ones that are doing nuclear, you know, submarine duty and things like that. You can't really go by the job title.
Okay.
You got to ask yourself, who's this reporting chain? Is he working for an admiral? Is he working for somebody much lower in the food chain? But honestly, it doesn't sound to me like the acting secretary of the Navy made a good decision.
John, let me interrupt you. Seton had a question for you.
Why would they give the valedictorian of the class a job lots of people can do?
Well, they give lots of people jobs that lots of people can do. I mean, it's a pretty large force, so you have to think about it in terms of they're not dependent on one individual. I mean,
yeah, but I would be curious, and thank you, John, for the information. I don't know what valedictorians normally do when they graduate from the Naval Academy, but I don't know if you're the valedictorian and all of a sudden you're doing, you know, menial task that everybody else can do. That would be surprising here. Yeah, see.
There's only one of those every year.
Yes, there is.
Whereas there's lots of people that can do lots of jobs.
All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls on this topic coming up. Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I started watching, it's, I guess, a documentary. I don't know if it's a documentary, but it feels that way. Bo Burnham, and he is, I don't know how to describe him. A comedian, a performer, but I'm mystified, entranced with what he does on this special on Netflix. Bo Burnham is his name. He's been around a while. I think probably the last decade or so that you've probably heard or seen something he's done. He's 30 years of age, but he has a special that McLovin and the French kid told me about, and I started watching it. I went, I don't know what this is, but it's different than anything I've ever seen. Yeah, McLovin.
So he shot the whole thing by himself in his quarantine. That's what's so unique. So he's a stand-up guy, right? Isn't
yeah,
he? Well-known. Like, I think he packs houses, and he tried to do a stand-up routine on his own. It's very odd.
But it's
good.
Music. He sings. The light show, how it's framed, and he did everything on his own. Yeah, Paul.
He got his start. He was on a 2011 Comedy Central show called Stand Up Showdown and won that and got a little notoriety, but just been plugging away since then.
It's fascinating. It really is. There's some funny, funny stuff in there. A couple of phone calls in here on this topic. Kevin in Ohio. Hi, Kev. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Good, sir.
Good. Yeah, the question I had is, given the situation at the Naval Academy, would that give NFL teams second thought about drafting anybody from the academy, not knowing if they're going to get permission to defer their military career?
Sure. Like Malcolm Perry, I thought, was spectacular at the Naval Academy. I voted for him for a Heisman Trophy. I think I put him second on my list, maybe, or third. But he got an opportunity to play for the Miami Dolphins. Keenan Reynolds got a chance to play for the Ravens. But that, they got that opportunity. I mean, Perry had 9 catches last year. He at least got a chance to play. He's a backup, but former quarterback. So I agree. I would go into this going, I'm not quite sure. Not quite sure if I'm going to draft somebody, because you're not quite sure. You can get somebody as a free agent. I don't know if I'd use a draft pick. David in Texas. Hi, David.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a retired Navy diver, and I was a schools coordinator for divers, SEALs, EOD, and I think I can shed some light, at least on the enlisted side, and you can probably draw some parallels from that.
Okay.
So I would take applications from people who are already in the Navy, working jobs like cooks or mechanics, but wanted to go into one of my programs. And I got authorization to take those people from their detailer, the cook detailer, the mechanic detailer, because our programs had a higher demand. We were in the middle of a bunch of conflicts. So the only people I couldn't touch were nukes, because they were deemed to be just as critical as us. And because this fellow's in information technology, if you look at what's going on today with all the ransomware attacks, that's where our national risk is right now. So in my opinion, it's just as simple as it's his job.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, David. Thank you for your service as well. James in Nebraska. Hey, James.
Yeah. Hi, Dan. Thanks. I just also want to shed a little light as a military personnel, retired Lieutenant Colonel, Marine Corps. One thing is the Navy not telling him why. There's a little misconception there. One of the biggest leadership principles that we do is making sure that our people do know why they are doing something. So I'm pretty disappointed in that aspect of it. The other aspect is this gentleman is a really high-profile Navy person, obviously, with the valedictorian and smart, and he's in a very short MOS, very high critical MOS, military occupational specialty, your job. And that is something that, like you just mentioned, is with things going on in the world is very critical, and we just don't draw jobs out of the hat. You've got to qualify for these things, and this individual is highly qualified, highly smart for this. And when you're going through your training, and then when you're a young officer, you were also identified at the very high echelons of the military leadership of who's going to be fast-tracked to levels. And when someone was saying that this area is not someone that could be led towards admiral or such, I would completely disagree with that, because I've seen this in General Pace was one of these as a Marine Corps officer, was fast-tracked to be a general and got there before anyone else in the normal chain of situations. And being a general's aide does not make you a fast-track. It's the specialty you do, the background you have, and how critical you are to the military. And that's what this gentleman is. Now, being that said, he should still get his opportunity to hit the NFL if he can. But
maybe we can help him do that. And I appreciate the phone call there. All the calls that we got on this, I appreciate it. You know, we're up against the clock to close out this day. But, you know, we'll keep you informed on it. If we get an update, if we move the story along, then we'll certainly give that update to you here. Yeah, Paul.
The thing I'm most fascinated about is this young man doing this interview without the permission of the people in the Navy Athletic Department. And that was his choice and his agent's choice. But I'm curious to see how that plays.
Yeah, we wondered about that. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Of course, there's a bunch of Babe Ruth ones. 1921, Babe Ruth became the all-time home run leader in baseball history with 120 home runs. That's the record before him was 119. Basically nothing.
Was it a guy named Home Run Baker? Was it Home Run Baker who held the record?
With that name, of course he's going to get the record.
They didn't call him Doubles Baker.
Let's draft that kid named Home Run Baker. The last one, Pele, 1975, signs a three-year deal with the Cosmos.
It was also on this day that Joe Nuxall debuted for the Cincinnati Reds. He was 15 years of age, youngest player in baseball history. That, of course, during wartime. And Joe Nuxall, rest in peace. Wonderful man. Let's go around the room. What we learned on the program. Back left, Todd Fritz, what did you learn today?
Major League Baseball needs to make more uniform decisions. Not one year have a rule to help hitters and another to help the pitchers.
McLovin, what did you learn today?
Michael Kay got to enjoy Todd Fritz's Bruce Springsteen impersonation.
All right! Come on now!
Seton, what did you learn today?
Michael Kay and Dennis Quaid. No vibe.
Yeah? Didn't work.
Nope.
Paulie?
Every time we have one of these athletes on from one of the service academies, I feel even more like a complete slug.
What we learn brought to you by Mercedes-Benz vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. It was a lot of fun today. Thanks for your participation. Do it again tomorrow as we go around the infield for Seton, Fritzy, Paulie, McLovin. I'm Dan Patrick. This has been the Dan Patrick Show. One more item, and it's M-Drive. M-Drive Boost and Burn, the supplement that can help you drop the unwanted pounds and give you energy. An energy boost that you're going to need, not only for the day, but for the summer. You know, that time of the year, you got better weather, you get outside, travel plans, longer days. You got to have that energy. Boost and Burn from M-Drive. You can pick it up at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. Or go to mdrivedan.com, get free shipping, 60-day, money-back guarantee. Nothing to lose except for those LBs. Get lean, get stronger, look your best. MDriveDan.com. It's tough to keep that weight off as you get older, but fight back with M-Drive Boost and Burn and get ready for everything that summer is going to bring you. Go to MDriveDan.com. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. You can pick up M-Drive Boost and Burn once again at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop, or you can go to MDriveDan.com. That's MDriveDan.com. Refind your prime with M-Drive.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked. Game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.